Off a few minutes again, and there are those who probably the Japanese who want to make it perfect as far as time is concerned, so they want one day not to count, which would be an enormous problem for Shomrei Shabbos, because like today is Wednesday, right? So tomorrow would be nothing, which may be true anyway, and the next day would be Thursday, but the next day to us would be Friday. And the whole thing would go out of kilter. There is such a movement, it's called the Universal Time Day. It's been brought up at the United Nations many times, and it has been vetoed by the great industrial powers simply because economically it would wreak havoc. You'd lose a whole day of production in the whole world, etc. And so therefore they would rather be 4 or 5 minutes off on the clock, on the absolute clock, than to undergo the loss of billions and trillions. But in any event, our calendar is really made without computers, and it's a man conceived, but it is one of the wonders. One of the wonders of astronomy and of time and of history. And that came into being simply because Hillel and the Sanhedrin saw that otherwise the Jewish religion would disappear, God forbid. They could no longer hold meetings of the Sanhedrin. They could no longer publicize when and where and how. And therefore, the genius of it was that they communicated the system to the Jewish outposts all over the world. So that it's almost as though Jews had an inborn clock within them, wherever they were in the world, to be able to figure it. And the truth of the matter is that if you just spend probably an hour concentrating on it, and with the rule book in your hand, you'll be able to master almost all the intricacies of the Hebrew calendar. We have numerous instances of terrible times, and also of Jews that were shipwrecked on islands who made the calendar for themselves. In the Israel Museum, there are a few little calendars. They have a calendar from people in concentration camps who made a calendar for themselves. They have calendars that date back to the expulsion of the Jews from Spain. So Jews who were shipwrecked on Mediterranean islands who made calendars for themselves and figured out so that they would know when everything was, when the Yom Tovim fell. And there's a record of a family that was 11 years on an island, on a desolate island. They lived, you know, Robinson Crusoe. They lived for 11 years on an island, and they had their own calendar, and it was accurate. They, you know, they celebrated Yom Kippur and Pesach and everything at the right times of the year. So it's a remarkable, remarkable thing. But the Jewish people are attached to the calendar. It's all a plug for Shari Torah's calendars, which will be sent in the fall. But the Jewish people are absolutely attached to the calendar. Without the calendar, it can't go. And the permanent calendar was forced upon the Jews by the Christian world. The attempt of the Christian world to break down the Jewish people, to break down the Jewish religion. And that brought this into being. The last point, after about 50 years of intense persecution, the Christian emperors and the Christian church fathers themselves came to the conclusion that the Jews were not going to be easy to get rid of. Since Christianity itself had undergone such terrible persecution, they knew that many times it's very difficult to eradicate a minority that doesn't want to be eradicated. And they did not have the technology that Western man has had in our century. It was all handwork. You wanted to kill somebody, so, you know, after a while your arm got tired. So because of that, the raging problem which exists in the work